Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. It's Christmas Eve, so tonight we're going to be reading some of the story of Jesus' birth. It's what we're exploring this week as we finish off our series called God Is, with this week, God Is Here.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration, when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Well, with so much focus in the news on Syrian refugees right now, lots of people have naturally drawn a parallel to this story. Here we have a young Middle Eastern family who are traveling in difficult circumstances, can't find a place to stay. Just sounds an awful lot like what we're hearing about in the news. I have a friend actually who has been trying to help a family settle. He's been trying to find a landlord who will rent to them, but the minute he mentions they are Syrian refugees, he feels like the landlords he's been in touch with just back right off and aren't interested. Very difficult circumstances, and many Christians are doing everything they can to help. And that's a natural outflowing of what Christians believe. It's a good and wonderful thing. But this story is about much more than parallels with what we see happening in our world, because this was no ordinary family. So the reason people call this family the Holy Family, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, because it was through this family that God came into the world. So we can and should learn through this story, through the life of Jesus, the teachings of Jesus, to help and serve others, especially the most vulnerable, like Syrian families. But this story is about salvation for the entire world. It's good news for every family, Syrian refugee family or otherwise. This is a story that's meant to be believed as truth in history. You can see it in the reading that Frank just read us earlier. You can see it starts right in by naming the emperor and naming the governor at the time. This is meant to root it in history. This happened at a particular time in history. You should be able to verify if these people existed. And remember, this story was written within a generation or two of those rulers and those times. So this isn't ancient history yet when it was written. It would have been verifiable history, where some people would have been alive who were there or knew those who'd been there. And they could check, did this really happen? On the dates that it's mentioned. And it mentions the names of the participants. Those would have been people they could find and check in with, or find their descendants and check in with them if somebody wanted to really test this story and see if it was true. The story is not told as a metaphor. It's not told as a fable. It's told as historic truth, something to really wrestle with. It's part of what makes this story so incredible, is that it was no ordinary family, and yet there are very ordinary circumstances here. Born to a small Jewish town, to a Jewish family, with no home, difficult circumstances. It's a story, believe it or not, about God coming to earth in those circumstances. This is important for us to see that. Christmas is not just about the giving, it's not just about, you know, presents and Santa and fun events and parties, wonderful as they are, but it's about God coming into the difficult, dark circumstances of our world and transforming them, of light coming into a dark world. That's what happened in this story. What happens in the lives of those who believe in Jesus every day. Those who follow Jesus are called to be reflecting that light into the world with their lives. As Jesus came into the world, he brought with him the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God is growing in our world today, and we're invited to participate and join in practicing the kingdom of God. And so, that's your challenge for today. It's Christmas Eve, tomorrow's Christmas, and I've got a challenge for you to take on in that time. this Christmas, tonight or tomorrow, find a way to celebrate Jesus that is new to you and will bring deeper meaning, such as doing something kind for another person, attending a special service, or spending time with someone who can celebrate with you, who you don't normally celebrate with. If Christmas feels like it's getting routine, this is a great way to bring it to life again and remind yourself of the truth of this story and what this story means in our lives. So, have a great time putting that into practice. Merry Christmas, and I'll see you tomorrow on Christmas Day. Bye for now.